My name is Seth Kirkpatrick. You're listening to For Your Information. Thank you for joining us again this week. Despite medical advances, uncertainty still reigns in medicine, especially for chronic illnesses. So how should and how do patients respond when diagnoses are uncertain? Dr. Michael D. Lockshin, a physician with broad experience in the world of chronic illness, is the author of The Prince at the Ruined Tower, Time, Uncertainty, and Chronic Illness, a book about patients, doctors, and the healthcare system. Joining me now is Dr. Lockshin. All right, doctor, who's the boss, doctor or patient?
I'd like to think the patient is, or at the very least, it should be an equal defense on either side. I think patients and doctors have to be in a conversation that involves patients' priorities primarily, and the doctor's job is to accept the patient's priorities, not to dictate his own.
So what do you mean when you say picking up hidden messages from the patient?
Lots and lots of times. Now, I have to tell you that I work with patients with chronic illnesses. It isn't like a fracture or a seizure or something. They often have symptoms that last for a long time. And oftentimes, they're very, very frightened, or they have things in their background that they're thinking may be causative and which they're blaming themselves for or something. What I'm really saying is they don't always tell you the precise story that you'd like to hear, but by looking at their eyes, by reading body language, by listening to the way in which they talk, you can see messages that they're not specifically stating. And I think it's the doctor's job to probe into those areas to get the full picture of what's happening.
So are these patients, is it almost like they're worried that they're going to hear something they don't want to hear if they tell you more about their symptoms?
Yes, very much so. And as a matter of fact, I have a chapter in my book that speaks specifically to this, in which a patient was giving me one specific story, but her behavior was showing me something very, very different. And that's where the title of the book comes from, because it's about reading hidden messages. I was able to ask her why she was behaving the way she was, and suddenly a whole different story came out once I broached the topic.
So in this book, you talk about medical uncertainty. Can you give us an example?
Well, again, I'm going to speak to chronic and acute illness. If you have a fractured leg, everyone knows what happened. But in the chronic illnesses, and I deal particularly with the autoimmune diseases, but all the chronic illnesses, diabetes, hypertension, so on, all have this. They come on over a long period of time. Sometimes it's not clear what's happening. Sometimes there are anomalies in the way in which symptoms appear. It isn't so straightforward all the time. And I think both physicians and patients have to recognize when you're dealing with this kind of problem, there are things that are very clearly known, but there are things that are not. And you can weigh those things that are not and keep them as part of the conversation as you make decisions about what to do.
So you deal with a lot of long-term treatment, correct?
That's correct. And it includes long-term prognosis. And one of the things, for instance, that happens is that a patient may have a symptom today, like pain, but you have a mechanism to treat that, but the mechanism might 10 years from now cause severe disability. So you end up having to make choices over time and find out what the patient's priorities are. You can't guarantee that they're going to be disabled, but you know that there's a possibility. And patients will have different opinions about what they want to prioritize: relief now or better health 10 years from now. Those are all uncertain things that we need to talk about.
So when it comes to negotiating with the patient, explain more on that topic. Like, how do you negotiate with a patient?
Well, what I do, and what I meant by that, is that the patient is part of the conversation. It isn't that the patient just goes in and says, I have this symptom, and the doctor says, I'm going to do this, and it's all over. And particularly in chronic illness, what you have to do is walk the patient through the known parts of the problem, walk the patient through the unknown parts of the problem, and then ask the patient to contribute his or her thoughts about what should be done, what risks they're willing to take, what their desires are, what they need to have happen, and then that becomes a negotiation back and forth, and it takes place over actually a fairly long period of time because people's attitudes change once they get used to the idea that they may be chronically ill. There are lots of ways in which that conversation happens.
And that kind of brings us back around to when you're referring to the patients and how they wouldn't, I guess you could say, open up. I found that pretty interesting because I'm that kind of person that doesn't always want to run to the hospital because, you know, I don't want to hear something I don't want to hear. And then you got people who jump on WebMD and try to diagnose themselves and they end up freaking out. And like, what are some behaviors you've seen in patients that when they first come see you, and how does that evolve into them finally, as you say, getting more comfortable with the idea of being chronically ill and getting help?
Well, fright and denial are clearly part of the problem, and I've already mentioned that a little bit in their chapters about that. Another is extreme anger, and I've got another chapter about a woman who was furious at the world and furious at her doctors for telling her things that she didn't want to hear. But one of the more remarkable things is that she herself was quite argumentative and had a quite strong personality, and she yelled back at the doctors, and she taught us all lessons about personal dignity and personal choice, such that I even ended up saying that she's one of my heroes for having done that and made the doctors understand that she was the important part of the equation. They were not.
Now, your book, The Prince at the Ruined Tower, Time, Uncertainty, and Chronic Illness. Give us a little more background to that title. I really like that.
Well, the title comes from an obscure French poem that I read when I was in college, and I never understood the meaning of the words in French. But then I read something that explained that it wasn't the meaning of the words. It was the music of the way they sounded in French that was the important thing. It was to set the mood. It wasn't what it actually said. And I used that as the way that was interpreted was hearing the music in the words. And that's what I mean by hearing the music, about when patients are saying things that are different from what the words they are using. I think that's the way doctors and patients have to interact, by reading each other's moods, by reading each other's hidden messages, which is why this book got its title.
All right, doctor, we're going to let you go here in a minute, but I do want to talk a little bit more. How can they learn more about you, and where can they get this book?
Well, the book is available at Amazon and at Barnes & Noble, and also I've got a website. My first name, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Lockshin is my last name, L-O-C-K-S-H-I-N. It's all one word, .com. You can go there and they can see more about it.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and let you go. I'm sure you're a busy guy. And again, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us you gave us kind of a perspective on the on some health issues in the medical world that we've never really looked at yet, as far as negotiating with patients and, as you say, picking up those hidden messages.
Well, thank you. It's been fun talking to you.
All right. Thank you. You have an awesome day, doctor.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Again, a big thanks to Dr. Michael Lockshin for joining us. He's a physician with broad experience in the world of chronic illness, and he's also the author of The Prince at the Ruined Tower, Time, Uncertainty, and Chronic Illness, a book about patients, doctors, and the healthcare system. Pick it up on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and visit his website, michaellockshin.com. My name is Seth Kirkpatrick. Thanks for joining us. This has been For Your Information.